Good day, everyone, and happy 3rd of March, 2013. This is Hans Last. I just recently posted a boo. If you have not already heard it, I posted a boo about some stores that are no longer in existence and which have been taken over. I'd just like to add a couple to this one before I move on to some of the other businesses I remember. Like for Hallmark stores of a lot of are popping up everywhere, are taking over some of the older card shops. I think Carlton Cards was another one, and Celebration Cards. Here at the mall, here in St. Catharines, the Fairview Mall, there's, of course, a Hallmark. It used to be called, I can't remember what it was called before, but it's now become a Hallmark store. A lot of our Radio Shack stores have disappeared. They've been taken over by, they're now called Circuit City, and they've changed. A lot of their model has changed. They're owned by Circuit City in the U.S. Of different people. And, of course, some stores that are still around but have undergone major changes. Zehrs is a grocery store that's been around for years. And they've expanded, become more prevalent. I think they're Canadian. And then some of the stores that are still around that have changed their looks over the years and how they operate was Tim Hortons. Remember the inside, they used to have the dark brown brick walls and the yellow floors and the yellow tables. And, of course, they just had conventional lighting. And, of course, like my parents, we and the family always used to go to the ones when I was little growing up, there was Tim Hortons. And you could really smell the cigarette smoke in a lot of them. They used to smell really smoky before they started having non-smoking. As I say, the tables used to be yellow. And another one that I've really seen undergo a lot of change is Wendy's. It used to be 20-some years ago, when I was younger, going in the as a kid and stuff, in the 80s. I was a kid in the 70s, but I didn't really go till late 70s into the early 80s. But Wendy's used to have, their tables used to have, like, newspapers. Like, I think they were, I don't know if they would take new old newspapers and put them, like, underneath the surface of the table, put, like, a clear, glossy surface on the tables, or how they used to be. But that's what Wendy's used to have. One store that's pretty much business that has pretty much stayed the same is McDonald's. They've upgraded, they've renovating a lot of their stores, they've added a few things, taken out a few things, but they've pretty much stayed the same. And, well, of course, Tim Hortons, a lot of their, what they carry, they carry a lot of the same things they used to have. Of course, they've upgraded. Now a lot of them are changing. They're trying to make them more comfortable, try to draw people in to stay in there more. They got Wi-Fi, of course. So that's them. Here in St. Cat, and there used to be some of the private donut shops here. Across from the Fairview Mall, there used to be one in the space what's now occupied by Sam's Geneva Street Pharmacy. I don't know what that one was called, but then down at the corner, just at the corner by the mall, and of course where they would go, where you pass under the highway, under the Queen Elizabeth Highway, was a service station at one time, and then there was a donut shop in there. I don't know what it was, Coffee Time or something like that, used to go in there, be in there. And then a restaurant, a hamburger place, like fast food kind of place, the Little Chef was in part of it. They added on. They actually built that on there as well. Then there was Homestead Donuts on Lake Street. The building, I think, is still there. It's a small, it looks rather small. I don't know what's in there now. I think it's near, sort of in the vicinity of the Pizza Hut and across from a big plaza. But of course, like some of the malls, I've seen the malls have really changed over the years. The Penn Center has really changed, which is the huge mall here in this St. Catharines area and the biggest shopping mall in all of Niagara. Used to have carpeting in the halls at one time, and they've undergone extensive renovation in the early 90s and just recently finished some more renovations again. It was a lot brighter, and the floors are different and all that too. Of course, the Fairview Mall has really changed over the years. It was almost dead at one time. We used to have a third mall here in St. Catharines, the Lincoln Mall. That's all but gone now. Just some of the stores, like the part of the structure is still there, but it's all been emptied out, and the furniture stores and one part, and of course Walmart, which used to be Woolco, and then the grocery store, which is down at the other end, which years ago was a did have a grocery store there. So yeah, a lot of businesses have changed over the years, and some are still there, some have changed, and some have gone. So thanks everyone for listening. That's a wrap for this audio boo. Take care, and have a good day, or rest of the day. What's left of it anyway? Take care.